Hero on a Bicycle, a novel written by Shirley Hughes and read by Katie Sobey. When Constanza returned with the box, Joe was lying on the sofa in the drawing room. Rosemary carefully began to cut away the sleeve of his jacket and blood-soaked shirt. Then she gently sponged away some of the blood from around his wound. "It's a bad gash," she said, "but it doesn't look as though there's a bullet hole. It must have grazed your arm, but just missed going in, thank heavens." Joe had revived enough to sip some hot tea laced with a little brandy, and Rosemary began to dress his shoulder. As she worked, he and Paolo described their night's adventure. Paolo was calmer now. When the bandage was on, Joe lay back, exhausted.
"Looks as though I've fetched up here again like a dud nickel," he said with a weak grin. "But don't worry, I'll get away again somehow."
"Is it possible you could be traced back here, do you think?" asked Rosemary anxiously. "We weren't followed, I'm pretty sure of that," said Paolo. "If we had been, they would have caught up with us long before we got back here." Rosemary pressed her hands to her forehead, struggling to remain calm, or at least not to let her panic show. She had no idea what to do next. "I can't get a doctor for you, Joe. It's far too risky," she said. "Nobody outside this household must know what's happened. We're very suspect here, but you can't possibly go on the run in this state."
"I won't let you risk having me here any longer," said Joe. "The partisans will be in contact. They'll get me away somehow."
"Not until you've rested and got over the shock," said Rosemary. "We'll hide you in the cellar. Nobody will suspect anything if we lie low and act as normally as possible."
Joe tried to rally the energy to insist, but he was too tired.
"I keep thinking about David. What'll they do to the poor guy? We ran away and left him."
Joe screwed up his face in agony.
"From what you say, there wasn't much else you could do, except get taken yourselves or be shot," said Constanza.
"Yeah, I know.
Joe reached out his good hand to Paolo.
"You were great, kid, just great. They'd have got me too if it hadn't been for you. You're a whole heap braver than most of the army guys I know, and that's for sure."
Suddenly, Paolo covered his face with his hands and began to weep. Rosemary held him tightly.
"Right now, what we all need is some sleep," she said.